So anyway, so thank you very much, JK and Joel, for your perfect timings.
Thumbs up from Joel.
Joel looks shattered this morning, doesn't he? He looks absolutely
pissed. Eyes like souls
in the
snow.
What's he rubbing into his eyes? What are you rubbing in?
Eye cream.
Eye cream? Brilliant. Which is where I download all my creams from. Eye cream.
Eye cream.
Is it what is really eye cream? What is it?
Yeah, it's fast response eye cream, gets rid of bags and lines.
Yeah, I'm not being a smart ass, but you're putting that on at 6:59. Wouldn't 3:59, just before the start of the show, when you arrive, wouldn't that be a good idea to put it on?
No, I'm doing telly today, and I was doing radio this morning, and no one sees you on the radio.
Right.
So instant, no bags. It's like pile cream. If you do that, that makes it more tight.
No bags?
No bags.
Oh, I could do with some of that cream in this studio.
Joel, you're rubbing it on wrong.
Why?
You're using the wrong finger. You should use the finger next to your little finger because you don't put so much pressure on.
Yeah, I broke that as a kid and it hurts.
Is that true?
I learnt that when I was a Saturday girl in a well-known shop.
Boots.
On the beauty section.
Joel. Give over. When did you do that?
When I was 16.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't know that. Hello, would you like a makeover?
No, I didn't make people over, but I recommended mascara. And eye creams.
Do you know, I don't know why women bother buying makeup. If you just got yourself up earlier, you could just pop into these makeup places on the way to work, get a full face of makeup for free, you never have to buy any makeup.
It's not a bad idea. But yeah, wrong finger, Joel.
So it's the one next to me little finger.
And dab it on.
Oh, there you go. There's Joel showed you the finger right now, just to check it's the right one.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Hey. Joel, do you put the pale cream on your face or your ass?
On your eyes, underneath your eyes. I got a tip from Caprice once.
I bet you did.
If you ever look at Caprice, she always has really, really good eyes.
Does she?
Yeah.
Mm. Bet she uses the right finger, doesn't she?
Oh, I tell you, always.
I'd like to ask JK a question at this point. I know he's relaxing in the back of the studio with his feet up, but I'd just like to bring Jason in and ask, at which point, probably a daily basis, but I'd take today's... When you look at your radio partner, as he puts his eye cream on, do you just get embarrassed?
You just have to live with it, really.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just the sort of thing that you do. He's there right now. But if you notice, he starts with his eyes, and then he starts putting it on his forehead, then he starts putting it around his cheeks, then he starts putting it around his gut. Eye cream, actually, you can do it for anything.
Can you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what's even, I think, more disturbing than that. Joel, do me a favour.
Yeah?
Is there a spotlight right above Jason's head where he's sitting? You know we have these big spotlights in the studio?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, Jace, you've got to turn that down, because it is quite literally burning the hair off the back of your head.
The funny thing is, have you got one too?
I don't know.
Yeah, you have. It's doing exactly the same to you.
Hang on, let me look.
And you've got a full head of hair. You're definitely not going bald, but... Can you see?
There you go.
No. Put your head back.
Back.
No, move backwards. It. Put your headphones back again.
No, I didn't. I haven't moved.
There it is. There it is. There's the bald patch.
Baldy.
Oh, yeah, but hang on a second. There's a difference between that...
Look at that one.
Ooh.
Look. There it is, it's going.
And so now you face Joel again?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going bald on top.
Look at that.
Just there.
It's like you've left the iron on it.
No, it's my solar panel. What is it? What do they say?
It's not a bald patch, it's a solar panel for a sex machine.
That's right.
Yeah.
My Sona love panel.
Solar, not Sona.
I said solar. I've got a cold.
I'm not 40. I'm 21 with 19 years experience.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's that? What's the other one? What's the other favourite one?
40's not old if you're a tree.
I've never seen that.
Never seen that on a T-shirt.
It's the one with the Nike tick, and it just says, "Just do me."
Yes.
That's
we saw that on holiday, didn't we?
Just do me.
Nice.
I'm going to design a range of wacky novelty T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. You should do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in that.
Do you know the I'm with stupid one?
Yes.
The arrow?
Yeah.
I've designed one very similar, just says, I am stupid.
With two arrows going either way.
That's good.
And then you're on your own.
It's got an arrow pointing upwards towards the face. Yeah.
Well, it's not great. What about hello sexy? On the front of the T-shirt and on the back of it, not you ugly.
I've not seen that.
I haven't seen that one.
That's a good one.
Have you worn that in the past?
I've got a few wacky T-shirts.
Have you?
Did we not go into T-shirts for a little bit at one stage? Did we have some with "How's my walking" on the back?
No,
with
we never. We got a load of prototypes done.
Did we never market them?
And they were never. We never actually got them done. But
I like that T-shirt idea.
How's my walking?
How about this though? There was a T-shirt, and this was. I've seen this idea kind of since, but as far as I'm concerned, we were definitely there first. A big T-shirt with golf sale written on it. Mm. So them fellas who stand around with them big signs...
Reading books.
They can save their arms.
They do read a lot, those boys?
They sit there and just read and hold a sign all day.
No, they're usually texting, aren't they, nowadays? They don't read books. Usually on their phones.
They read more books than I do.
We also had... in those T-shirts. Do you know French Connection UK?
Yeah.
And the hilarious...
FC UK.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we had one like that for our range of clothing.
I can't remember what letters we used, though.
It was IDCK head.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. With a picture of me next to it. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Was this in your days when you were drinking a lot?
This was in the late 90s,
do you know what? Yeah, because we had one T-shirt, which was Moyle's Lights, which was like a packet of cigarettes.
Yeah.
These were the horse and groom years, weren't they?
Yeah, we would come up with these slogans on beer mats
in the afternoon years, in the wilderness years.
Which is why one of the T-shirts became a beer mat. It was just the logo of a beer mat.
I think that's a very good idea.
I reckon we just probably drew an idea on it, and then we gave it to them, and they looked at the wrong side.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a beer mat.
We had horse and groom years as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, not years, weeks, really.
Well, weeks. Yeah, we discovered a game where you can do human racing. You ever done that?
No.
You get to, like, some traffic lights and you bet on a person to get to the other side first.
Wasn't that a Nick Kershaw album?
Yeah, it was.
It's his debut album, which included the hits Wouldn't It Be Good, I Won't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, and the Greenpeace track Save the Whale.
In the summer during the horse and groom years, did you used to try and guess what fish were being bought from the actual store across the road, the Aqua Place?
No.
You've never really got that bored.
No, but we once went in there with Kelly Brook and we saw Dale Winton drive past in a convertible Jag.
What did you buy?
Pardon?
Did you buy any fish?
No. He went past in his car. He didn't go in the fish shop.
All right.
We spent about a year and a half drinking at this pub round the corner from Radio 1, like, every day.
Mm. And the rest?
No, it was about a year and a half.
Conservative.
It was about what we did earlies, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it got to the point where phone calls would go to the pub.
Straight through.
If anybody wanted me, they knew that I would be in the pub in the afternoon.
You always know you've got a problem when you get a landline call straight behind the bar.
Somebody from the press office walk into the pub. You go, hello, Paul, what are you doing in here? You come for a beer? No, I've come to see you. All right, how do you know I'll be here? Everybody knows you're here, was his answer. Fair enough.
Is it true that you used to wait until, opening time and then literally go in and spend all your time there?
Do you know what it was? It was really annoying because they didn't open until 11:30 for some mad reason. So Dave and I would kill time, and some mornings we couldn't be bothered to actually kill time, so we'd just sit outside the pub waiting for it to open.
But bearing in mind, in those days, we used to be off the air at 6:30 in the morning, so we had a long time to kill.
What did you do in
We
between?
Went for breakfast for a bit, and then we just mess around in the office and, you know, bug people's phones and stuff.
Did you sleep on the sofas for a bit?
In the afternoon sometimes.
Do you know when you said bugs people's phone? Do you remember I changed Zoe Ball's outgoing voicemail message?
Never knew for 18 months, did she?
Yeah.
What did it
say?
Go on.
I just changed it because I realised I could get into everyone's voicemail system one day. And,
Star 8705.
I don't know what it is. So I changed a few people's outgoing message and I just changed Zoe's to something like... Hello, it's Zoe here. Cat comes to the phone, leave me a bloody message. Like that, right?
Was that not Cox's?
And 6 months later, Zoe came up to me and slapped me around the back of the head and she went, you little git. And I'm like, what's that for? And she said to me she'd wondered why every message she got was like, message two, beep. Hi, Zoe. And she goes, everyone starts their message with a laugh. Anyway. Well, there you go. What a lovely chat.
We could chat for hours about this, but...
No, we couldn't. It's time for the
That's
news.
What I meant, Rach. I'm looking at the clock.
I think you're fine, Rach. It was time for the news 7 minutes ago.
I know.
Tomorrow, same time, the horse and groom years.
I like that.
Mm.
Anyway, have fun filming today.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Can't wait till that show finally goes out on television.
Is this the new Ant and Dec show?
Yeah. You're sitting there watching it. What's that around Joel's eye? Is he got eye cream on? HD, you can see everything.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio.